Hello.
Hi, this is the Joy School. It's a local splash. Can I speak with Cynthia?
This is her.
Hi, Cynthia. Good morning to you. I hope that you're doing
Good
well.
morning.
Yes, I'm calling to follow up regarding your request to cancel the account. Is this the best time to talk?
Yeah, we can talk really quickly, or to discuss this for
Okay.
so I'll just give it to you like a bluntly. We're going to end up divorcing, and that we're both co-owners of the business. So with the difficulty in that, I'm not sure if he's going to continue on being able to finance a lot of the what it costs, right, to run the business and to have Local Splash and other parts of it running. My thinking is that he'll try to do that, but I don't think he'll be able to do it initially. I don't know what he's going to do, but I myself will not continue on with the business, obviously, because I'm kind of like the bad person. So I don't really know what to do. I did see we get ch got charged, but he's not actively working on anything.
Okay.
And if he were to call, like I wouldn't tell him, I mean, don't like reiterate everything just because I don't want him to feel ganged up on or, like I gave some kind of secret information he didn't want anybody to know or anything like that. But it's pretty serious and he's really unable to get things accomplished right now. But he could say that, I'm sabotaging it and therefore, he wants to eventually work and, but, I don't want to give too many details, but I don't know if we can pause it, and then if he, is able to or shows that he can, start to pay for this service and then he can restart it. Is that an option?
Yeah, that is an option, Cynthia. And first, sorry to hear about your, divorce, knowing, what's really driving the decision. Yeah, we can put the account on hold, okay, while you try to, I'm not sure, okay, if you're still
Yeah,
with.
I'll just give you personal understanding so you'll understand where I'm coming from. So in the process of all of this going on, he removed all the extra money out of the business account.
Oh.
And then it doesn't pay for anything. So then everything's coming into a personal account that he was also spending money on, like on other things, business related, totally frivolous and bad. And where there's so much debt, piling up. So I have to protect, my income and then, because we'll have to be able to get it out of all of that, those costs. So what I'm doing right now is trying to slow down the costs.
Okay.
That's the decision I meant.
I understand, yeah. But about the business, like what would be the outcome of the business? Would he be continuing managing the business, or you will be continuing to manage the business?
I will forego my 50% of the business in terms of, I don't know what that means, to be honest with you. I don't know the value of the business at what he can bring in a good amount of revenue, but he has to be working to do so. He has to have a line of credit to be able to absorb any of the costs that come with it. I don't know if he'll, be able to establish that again after me. I don't know whether, split of assets will give him enough to get going. I don't know if he'll mentally be able to. I don't know. I wish I knew. I could give you a definitive answer, but I do not know. I think right now it's probably his only lifeline. I think it's going to be his goal. And I honestly would hope that for him, but I just don't know.
I
I just
understand.
didn't want it. I just don't want it to keep going. Now, if he comes out of the situation he's in at the current moment, and even while the divorce is going, he says, I want to work. I need to start working. And he restarts it maybe because I know we got charged for the coming month, but he's not actively doing anything. He's any lease, he can't, he's not accessing them. He can't access them. And he, so just so you know.
Yeah, I see here that you have already paid for this month, and if possible, I really do want to, like encourage you to make use of paid time, you know, the way you're getting food value, what you have invested.
Yeah, I have no control over that. Yeah. Since he's operations, those leads are going nowhere.
Okay.
So just so you know, any leads coming through right now, he's not getting them. He's not going to get them. He's
okay. Yeah, maybe you still need more time to discuss this with him, Cynthia. Yeah, we can make use of the time here, and I can give you a follow-up and be here for 2 weeks to see, you know, if you have...
Well, as of right now, I would like to pause it for the month of May.
Okay.
Like I would want to put right now that I do not want it to get charged for the next coming month.
Sure. I am
and
sure.
So, and then he can restart it if, you know, when things get worked out and he understands, you know, his how it's going to work, let him do that. But as of now, I just want to make sure I have that backstop. So I don't forget. This is extremely a chaotic moment for me, and I got a million and one threads to take care of. And I'll forget this, and I'll get charged another $250, and it'll go to nothing. And that's, like, precious to me right now.
Yeah, I understand that money is tight at the moment, since, you know, it's all the things that are going on your end. So how about this? We can make use of the of the remaining time, okay, that you paid. And then before the scheduled billing, I can pause the account until May. And I'm curious if, because the account will reactivate, right? You know, if we pause, it's
well. I would like to pause it for more than just 1 month.
The maximum time we can pause the account is up to 6 months.
Oh,
and then,
that's
that's
okay.
Max.
Then let's do it for 2 months, right now.
Okay, 2 months right now. So
by then everything will be completed, and he'll know what to do, and I can either give you a final answer, or he'll be able to, you know, say that, because the divorce should be concluded by then.
Okay. Yeah. How about this? We can make use of the remaining time, right? Because obviously you have paid already for this one. And then before billing, I can pause the service for 2 months. And then in 3 months, I can give you a call to follow up. Okay. To
right.
see, you know, what will be your like final decision about the business, whether you will be, managing it, by yourself. Okay. Or John will continue to manage this business. So yeah, I would like to find out.
Okay. Thank you. Please don't restart it unless you talk to me. Or
sure,
him.
Sure. Yeah, I will. I will first follow up with you.
Okay, great. I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome, Cynthia. Yeah, I hope that you know. from the sound. I hope that. you will be able to overcome this current challenges.
Thank you.
I know it's really, really difficult.
It will be for the best. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, you're very welcome, Cynthia. You too, Cynthia. Yeah, we'll talk again in 3 months. Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye, Cynthia. Take care.
You too.
Thank you.